It is time now for Speaking of Schools, our regular check-in with the local school districts in our community. Busy time of the year as things are ramping up, graduation about to be held, and they are already looking forward to summer sessions and the fall. Last month, the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education approved Dr. Rodney Trice as the district's new Chief Equity and Engagement Officer. Trice is currently the Assistant Superintendent of Equity Affairs with the Wake County Public School System, but he is no stranger to our community. He worked with the CHCCS district for 8 years. He is set to officially return 1 month from today and joins us now on Speaking of Schools over the phone. Dr. Rodney Trice, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, we wanted to make sure that we had you back on because this is a pretty important and an interesting position for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District to have. As I mentioned, you've been away for a little bit at Wake County Public School, but I wanted to start off by saying, what led you to come back to the CHCCS District?
That's a great question. You know, I don't have to tell you, Chapel Hill Carrboro is a great community. Our community members love and value our schools. And when I saw the opportunity, I just couldn't pass it up. You know, as the father of two young girls in the district, you know, and some of the challenges we face around equity and engagement, you know, I just felt it was an opportunity and really time to come back. I've felt like, you know, what I wanted to accomplish in Wake, we've done a great job here. And, you know, there's just a new challenge in Chapel Hill with the hiring of Dr. Hamlet and her vision for equity really meshed with how I see equity work playing out in schools and districts. So I was excited to, you know, apply for the position and was lucky enough to get selected. So I'm excited.
I'm happy you brought up Superintendent Nye Hamlet. I was going to say some things have changed since you were last with the school district, including the leadership. What is your impression of the new superintendent so far? I know you've been working with Wake County Schools, but certainly in communication with her with the hire. Been started for, I guess it's been about 6 months, maybe a little bit more than that now. What's your impression?
Well, you know, one thing that I love about her approach is that she's approachable. She's in the community. And that's so important, having been a resident and worked in Chapel Hill for so long. That's a quality that our community values. You have to be in our community. They want to see you at, you know, community events. They want to talk to you in grocery stores and that type of thing. And they want to see your family involved in the community. And I just think her approach to kind of being available and present is just refreshing. So I think that, along with, you know, the knowledge and skills that she brings from working in, you know, larger districts, is going to be a value add, you know, for Chapel Hill Carrboro in terms of, you know, systems and structures that need to be put in place so that we ensure that all of our students can experience, you know, academic success, but also, you know, just, you know, life success, you know, positioning our students so that they can achieve and do well in life is very important to our work.
Now, your new position with Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools is Chief Equity and Engagement Officer. And for those who might not know what that entails, the district describes it as working with the superintendent while leading the district's efforts on improving a culture of equity, as well as family and community engagement that's welcoming to everybody involved with the school district. Obviously, new leadership for the district. From what you can tell, what else has changed at CHCCS since you've last been with the district when it comes to equity and communication?
Well, some things have changed in terms of, you know, how the structure of, you know, the equity office has, you know, been put in place. But there's a lot that hasn't changed in terms of the commitment that our community members have to making sure that, you know, our schools are equitable and fair spaces. I just look forward to the opportunity to provide a strategic focus across divisions and departments to make sure we're meeting the needs of students and families that are traditionally, historically marginalized. You know, I think even outside of the school system, you know, our community values making sure that we think deeply about how various communities are impacted And so I just want to carry that tradition that, that's been in place for, you know, generations, right? So, you know, there are some things that have changed, and, you know, with the change in leadership, you're going to get change. But at the core of what we want to do and at the heart of what we want to do has been around a long time in Chapel Hill, and that's just to make sure that all of our community can thrive, all of the students that we serve can thrive in our schools.
We're speaking with Dr. Rodney Trice. He is the Chief Equity and Engagement Officer for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District. The district's website, chccs.org. And you mentioned helping marginalized communities, marginalized families, Dr. Trice. And obviously that is a big focus for many people in the CHCCS school district. They talk about the achievement gap a lot, and as we should, and something that I believe many people have reported on and many families will attest to is that the COVID-19 pandemic really threw a wrench into how everything is done at the school district level and highlighted some ways that that lack of equity for students, not just in our district, but kind of across education in general, that lack of equity was really highlighted by the COVID-19 pandemic. From your perspective, what were some of the things that stood out to you that the pandemic showed us we really need to continue trying to improve?
Yeah, so I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the pandemic did lay bare, you know, some of the inequities that we've been dealing with. But those who have kind of run in equity circles, we like to say that, you know, what the pandemic laid bare, you know, we were talking about before the pandemic. I just think it, you know, it, a light was kind of placed on some of the inequities, whether we're talking about access to technology, access to enrichment materials or activities, those types of things, you know, were some of the items that, you know, were really elevated during the pandemic. Access to healthy foods, as you know, many school districts across the country stepped up in a major way to make sure that their students and families had access to the bare necessities. And now that we're emerging from the pandemic and hopefully marching toward in-person learning, it's going to be important that we address the social and emotional and academic needs of our students. We also know that many of our students were able to display strengths during the pandemic. You know, it wasn't, you know, a total loss. Our students were in school, although it using a different vehicle, a different mechanism. But there was a level of independence that I think our students displayed during the pandemic that we might be able to leverage once they come back to in-person learning. Our teachers were very much engaged in the use of technology in different ways to enhance learning during the pandemic. And so I think there are some items that we can leverage and lean on when we get back to in-person learning that will enhance not only learning in general, but how we address equity issues once we're back.
You kind of went ahead and bled into the next question I had, which is, of course, you begin with CHCCS again in this new role on July 7th, but I'm sure you've been thinking ahead quite a good bit. What are some strategies that you would like to implement at this in the CHCCS district based on the experience you've now gained working with Wake County Public Schools?
Right. So, you know, I like to say inequities anywhere are just like inequities everywhere. So, you know, the inequities that we deal with in Wake are the same ones that we, you know, we'll deal with in Chapel Hill and the same ones that are in Detroit and other districts across the country. And so in many ways, the strategies are the same. You know, I've had the opportunity since being announced as the new Chief Equity and Engagement Officer to participate in a number of community events even before my official start. But one of the areas that, you know, I'd like to really focus on is continuing to meet with families and students who live the achievement gap every single day. Often school districts don't do enough in terms of, you know, picking their brain for ideas around solutions to addressing inequities. And they have very excellent ideas about what needs to happen in schools. And what we're finding is that the feedback and advice and guidance that we're getting from students and families that are traditionally historically marginalized will work for all students if we really implement them in a way that are fair and equitable. So I'm going to continue to do that. I also want to interface with community advocacy organizations. As you know, Chapel Hill has a long history of, very productive advocacy organizations, and I just want to be a conduit, a liaison to those groups, as well as to engage our students. If anything is going to change around the achievement gap, students will have a big part of that change. And so, again, being in that space and making sure that student voice and participation is front and center and the decisions that we make in the district will be important to me. And I know that's something that's also important to our superintendent, Dr. Hamlet.
We're speaking with Dr. Rodney Trice here on Speaking of Schools. He's the Chief Equity and Engagement Officer for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. And Dr. Trice, we've got to begin wrapping up our conversation, but, looking ahead to taking on this new role and as we are moving into the upcoming academic year, what are some of the things you're most looking forward to and anything else that you want to let our listeners in the community know that I haven't asked you about yet?
No, I think this has been a great conversation. I think that, I've been away for 7 years, so, I'm not going to come in and try to change the world. This is a marathon that we're working with. It's not a sprint, so I'm going to come in and listen, observe, and learn, what's going on in Chapel Hill. While I have two daughters in the district, haven't worked in the district for quite some time, so I want to be sure that, whatever approach that we take, as an office and whatever approach that, I take as a leader within the district aligns with kind of where people and community members and educators kind of see the work and where the work needs to go. So I'm going to just take some time starting July 7th and like I said, just listen, observe, and learn about, where we are as a district and really craft a future direction together. And I think that's probably the best approach to take in Chapel Hill. So, and I look forward to that.
Well, once again, the district's website to go check out any other news and more information about Dr. Trice's upcoming work is chccs.org. Dr. Rodney Trice, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.